Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Luke Raspberry here, joined today with Coach Joe Lentz of the Ben Davis Lady Giants. How are you today, Coach?
Great, Luke. And you?
I'm doing pretty well. Looking forward to the interview. Well, Coach, you played really well last night against Speedway to kick off the county tournament. Could you talk a little bit about how that game goes and how you look to look forward to the tournament?
Well, we looked at last night as a game where we had to come out strong, and we did. We had 25-0 first quarter. I was disappointed a little bit in our effort in the second. I think our kids kind of said, okay, this is it, and we got outscored in the second quarter. But we came back with a nice second half and worked on things that we felt we needed to work on defensively and a little bit of offensive execution and playing hard. And, of course, you know, anytime you win, especially if you have to advance in a tournament, that's a big deal. So we got that done, and now we're going to get ready for North Central.
Of course, we talked about North Central right there. That will be who the Lady Giants will play on Thursday, number 3, North Central. Such a big task to take down a team like that, although the Lady Giants have proved they can play with the best as they hanged in with Lawrence North, number 4, earlier this week. And also, you're getting a big boost with Kira Goss coming back from injuries. Could you talk about how she'll help your offensive output coming up against North Central?
Well, Kira will not only help our offensive output, but our defense as well. She's so athletic and long that she can take up a lot of space, and she always plays very smart. She'll help us defensively. She'll help us some with rebounding and obviously with scoring. She hit her first two shots last night, which is really a good boost coming off of missing 8 games with an injury. And she just adds another bit of firepower to our lineup. We've really, with her and Nia out, and now Bethany Blow out, and we've had Darian Royston out and Alexis Smith out. We've lost a lot of minutes to injury, and getting some continuity together has been somewhat difficult, but the kids have responded very well. They've started playing much more together in more of a cohesive unit. We've done a lot better defensively. It's allowed us to stay in games even though we've lost some of our offensive punch.
Of course, before the game last night against Speedway, we had Coach Dickinson join us as the pregame, as we always do. But this time we had a little bit of a special treat as Nia Clark joined him in our pregame. And I'd like to congratulate you on how well she handled herself in our interview. But also, she mentioned that she and the other injured players were able to offer more of a helpfulness to the younger players and help them during timeouts and things of that nature. Is that something you think has helped your team out, having those players be able to lead the other ones, not exactly on the court, but as a mental attitude?
Just the fact that they took that role onto themselves to help the kids, it unites us as a team and makes everybody feel like they're a part. And of course, the younger kids can benefit from the knowledge that our more experienced players have. That's just been a huge bonding type of situation that we've had, so that's certainly been a plus.
Of course. And then also, we're moving forward in the county tournament, Marion County Championship. You're playing for the Queen of the County in this tournament. Could you talk about to our viewers how much that means to you and the Queen of the County and the county bragging rights and things of that type?
Winning the Marion County tournament is in many ways more difficult than winning a sectional. If you win it, you've got to play 4 games in 5 days, and it's against the best competition in the state. You look at the MIC and Marion County, and if that's your schedule, you play the toughest schedule in the state. There's just no doubt about it. And to get through that means you've made a tremendous accomplishment. It speaks for not only your skills, but your character, that you were able to summon up what's necessary inside to get through that grind.
Well, of course, such a tough schedule Ben Davis has here in the MIC and then also in Marion County. Do you have any final basketball thoughts moving forward?
Final thoughts? We're playing pretty well right now, hopefully going to continue to play pretty well, and we're going to have to, of course, tonight against North Central. And our goal, we said this last Saturday at our practice, our goal was to have a week where in 1 week, this is from last Saturday, in 1 week we're going to be cutting down nets at Lawrence Central, and that's our goal.
Well, that's a great goal to end on. We have a little bit of a curveball here for you before we end our interview. We've been talking to Coach Joe Lentz of the Basketball Lady Giants. We'd also like to talk to Mr. Joe Lentz. So we have a non-basketball question for you. What would your favorite Christmas tradition be?
My favorite Christmas tradition is sitting at home with all our kids and now grandkids and watching White Christmas. That was something we started when our kids were little, and they liked it, and Yep, that's what we do every year.
Well, we've been talking to the great coach Joe Lentz of the Ben Davis Lady Giants. We've also found out that he still does great Christmas traditions as well, not just basketball, all the time. Thank you for tuning in with us here. I'm Luke Raspberry, speaking for Coach Joe Lentz, signing off for now.